Twitch's approach to gambling content. CEO's views and policy updates. Twitch, the popular live streaming platform, has been grappling with the issue of gambling content on its platform. In a recent development, Twitch CEO Dan Clancy has expressed his views on the matter, shedding light on the platform's stance and the criteria for allowing gambling-related content. Twitch implemented a dedicated policy to regulate gambling content, introducing a separate category for slots, one of the most lucrative and widely viewed genres on the platform. However, the company went a step further by suspending streams that promote specific gambling websites, such as Stake.com and Rollbit.com. This decision has led Stake.com to create its own streaming platform called Kick, which has been gaining traction and a growing audience. Clancy has emphasized that for a casino website to be streamed on Twitch, it must be regulated by a government agency. He specifically mentioned a preference for agencies based in the United States and criticized offshore gambling sites that operate without a license in the country. Twitch believes that the funds flowing from the platform to these offshore sites are not in the best interest of its communities. Quote, "The thing that was growing was these unregulated offshore gambling sites. These are sites that there's nobody overlooking to see. For example, what are the odds on the craps tables? Are they tweaking them? Do they change them? Cause they're not regulated." Dan Clancy, Twitch CEO. However, Clancy also acknowledged that Twitch does not hold a strong aversion to gambling as a concept. He stated that as long as gambling is conducted in a responsible and regulated manner, it can coexist with the platform. This implies that if offshore gambling sites were to become regulated and comply with the regulations of major countries, they could potentially be considered for streaming on Twitch. The CEO's remarks, however, have left some room for interpretation. Clancy did not provide specific guidelines on what measures these websites would need to take to qualify for streaming on Twitch. Moreover, the challenge lies in the fact that regulations vary across jurisdictions. For example, the United States may require different licensing than the United Kingdom, and individual states within the US can impose their own restrictions on sites targeting their citizens without a license. The debate surrounding gambling on Twitch raises questions about the responsibility of streaming platforms and the potential influence they have on their audience. While some streamers, like XQC and Trainwrex, have expressed their fondness for gambling and discontinued their activities on Twitch after the company altered its policies, others argue that streaming gambling content can be an enjoyable and legitimate form of entertainment when conducted responsibly. Gambling and Twitch. Twitch is navigating a challenging landscape, trying to strike a balance between providing engaging content for its users and ensuring compliance with regulations. Clancy's remarks demonstrate the company's willingness to adapt its policies while upholding its commitment to the well-being of its community. As the debate continues, Twitch will likely continue to refine its guidelines to address the complexities surrounding gambling content on its platform.